Agenda item number 18. Chief O'Reilly. Regarding condos raids.
Yes, we have two items to advertise for public hearing in August. One is pertaining to sharks. It's really pertaining to the regulation that houses sharks and houses some other species. So this is a request to establish a prohibition on the use of any bow hunting gear to take, capture, or kill any ray or skate species. This, just to give you a brief idea, there was a sort of a video that went the route some of you may have seen with the bow hunting of cow nose rays and some of the folks using a priest, which is a club, hitting the cow nose rays. It got a lot of people in Maryland irritated, upset about where the conservation is, the fact that the animals get dumped. That also raised a lot of hackles, and I think that finally the Secretary of Natural Resources talked to the commissioner, and she had seen the same video. Staff before this had sort of a mixed situation about the cow nose rays, in that we did check, and there were groups that actually planned these outings in Virginia. We're at Mahanix one site, I'm not sure of the other sites, and they are fairly well coordinated. There are groups who actually do make sure they don't just waste the cow nose rays, but then there are other groups obviously that do. So I don't know what kind of public will get on this issue, but it's certainly something that now has captured the attention of the Sustainable Fisheries Goal Implementation Team. There's a woman who works at Sharks International by the name of Sonia Fordham, and she has been to this Goal Implementation Team meeting, and I think that probably that team, which if you aren't familiar with it, it's Maryland, Virginia, Potomac River Fisheries Commission, NOAA has the lead, and then there are other NGOs involved. So it's been ongoing since about 2012, I want to say. And they're going to take this all up as well. And there'll probably be a workshop devoted to cow nose rays. There was one previously in 2012. You probably know that one of the difficulties with cow nose rays marketing, which comes by way of Mike Cutt from Marine Products and some of our fishermen who helped out, they've done a lot of marketing campaigns for cow nose ray. The meat is not like a skate. It's not flaky and white meat like a skate. It's sort of dark and bloody. Believe it or not, we had Chef Maxwell here. I don't remember the year. He was out in the lobby, and he was preparing cow nose ray for everyone. So preparation's everything. No one has ever told me it tastes like chicken. You know it's getting late in the afternoon if I pull that one out. But anyway, it has a story. The story with those who have shellfish are not a nice story. So I can remember this commission being very upset in the past about predation on shellfish, on oysters, by cow nose rays, and even the clam beds. If cow nose rays find a hole in the netting, the aquaculture netting and clam beds, they certainly can do some major damage. So there's all sorts of thoughts, but our main thought, what we're asking for, is the bow hunting aspect. And so we'd ask to advertise that. I'm going to go ahead and roll the last one, if I may.
Hold on, before we get to that here, because I suspect there might be a bit of discussion here amongst the commission on whether or not to agree to a public hearing on this. And I see Mr. Neal's head shaking here.
I guess I see this as a knee-jerk reaction, and I guess my issue with it is, if cow nose rays are in trouble, we should be looking at cow nose rays regulations. All fisheries. And if they're not in trouble, I'm not sure what the deal is. If we don't like billy bats, then we should be looking at outlawing billy bats. I mean, we use those on sharks, we use them on cobias, we use them on all kind of fisheries. I don't, because I think they stir the fish up more and stuff. But we, you know, if you've got a video of somebody bringing in a cobia and whacking the heck out of it with a ball peen hammer or a billy bat or whatever, I mean, so I guess I'm not sure what makes the cow nose ray so special compared. You know, if we don't like billy bats, we don't like billy bats. If we don't like bow hunting, I'd be more upset with them shooting black drum around the islands of the Baybridge Tunnel, which they do, and you know, sheep's head, and they do that too. So I guess I just think this is a premature, too quick of an action that I'm not sure that it's this world of the internet and social media kind of stuff is really what's pushing this kind of thing. And I do know Sonia. She's cornered me a few times.
As I understand, the crux of the objection from the shark advocates is that regardless of whatever video shows, whatever behavior that is, to them the most objectionable is that there's a tendency that whatever is caught is just killed and wasted and just dumped into the bay or thrown in the dumpsters.
And I can understand that concern, and so I could see a possibility of requiring them to be used and making dumping killing and dumping them illegal. That you know, you could require that any hunting activities would not be allowed on any fish, not just rays, any fish where you're just going to kill them and dump them.
Well, then I'd like to hear from the other members of the commission here, but it sounds, Mr. Neal, here like there is some room for discussion on this here. There isn't really at all a preordained decision on this.
No, maybe it's
worth hearing from the public. On all aspects of the public on this before we decide what needs to be done.
I guess that's my real complaint about this. It's such a narrow thing, and it didn't make a lot of logical sense to me. So whatever our problem is, it's a bigger problem. If we don't like waste, that's a problem. Then it should be about that. If we think cow nose rays in trouble, then that's a problem. If we don't like whatever. If we don't like bow hunting, that's a problem. Bow fishing, not bow hunting, sorry.
Some other input from the commission? Other folks want to add to this? Mr. Zetron.
I agree with him. You're singling out bow hunting here. And I would, if you're going to have a public hearing, I'd suggest that that'd be a broader subject, you know, to put in there. Because, you know, what's the difference between bow hunting and spearfishing? I mean, one's above the water, one's below the water. I mean, so I agree with him. I think if you want some public comments of whether we should establish any regulations in reference to the taking of, you know, sharks or rays or whatever, something, some kind of big topic like that, that we could all get input on. You know, bow hunting is just one thing. I agree with Dr. Neal.
Ms. Hurston.
So I agree with the comments that have been made thus far. I think this is I guess a reaction to something that was maybe propaganda, quite honestly, and it was something that was emotionally charged versus fisheries management charged. I don't know of an issue or a stock assessment report that's been done on cow nose rays. I'm not sure, and I would defer to Bob Fisher with VIMS in the audience about, you know, do we have all the biological information that would be needed in order to have fisheries management around cow nose rays. And I think that some of the advocates that would say they want to prohibit bow fishing or any fishing, it seems, to take, capture, or kill any ray or skate species is under pertaining to sharks. And there needs to be a distinction between the two, even though they're related, obviously. But it seems like it's just grouped because of regulatory issues that's pertaining to sharks, and how can you take any shark species? And I think cow nose rays in particular, which is what this video apparently was about, or pertained to, cow nose rays in particular, all of a sudden we're talking about pertaining to sharks and the take of any ray or skate species and that prohibition. So I'm open to a discussion about it and having a public hearing, but unless we're talking about science surrounding a fisheries management decision, I'd prefer to stay away from the emotionally charged kind of propaganda and videos.
Yes, I would like to say that this agenda item is not staff's item. This agenda item is brought to you because we do follow the chain of command. So this agenda item did not emanate fisheries management as such. However, if you want to go into a broad discussion of Caldas Ray, it's going to be something that continues for quite a while because there's already been work on Caldas Ray going back to the late 70s, and there's not going to be a stock assessment that I can see in the near future. There's anecdotal information that the population is growing. Yes, there's all sorts of biological information to be treated to. So this is here because there was direction to have an item about this. That's why it's here. If you want to know more about Caldas Ray, I suggest we wait till the workshop, which looks like it will be held in the near future, to get a report on that, and then maybe put bow hunting in context of what comes forward from both science and industry and other avenues. So,
I got a question.
Would this be appropriate for us to refer this to one of the subcommittees?
Well, we could certainly refer to one of the advisory committees.
That's
here.
Advisory
I guess it, the best one would be the FinFish Advisory Committee. The membership of the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee may not get this matter a fair hearing. And I say that with all love.
So if I may, the commission passed a part of the striped bass regulation, since it was mentioned about spearfishing, to be able to spearfish striped bass. And there were very orderly clubs. One was out of Richmond, one may have been out of Virginia Beach, who are very good at what they do. They go out near the Bay Bridge Tunnel, and they actually take the fish with them, of course. So I can see that maybe FinFish Management Advisory Committee is a place to discuss it, because that's where the spear fishing for striped bass was discussed. But it'd be a little bit different for them.
I'll say this. From a fisheries management standpoint, I don't believe we have a stock assessment or enough biological information to determine whether or not there's a problem with the stock that this particularly small but apparently over the last few years growing trend of having these Caldas Ray tournaments. But from a conservation ethics standpoint, from a conservation standpoint, I got to tell you, I have a bit of problem here that these rays are not harvested for any purpose. They're not being used, as I can, near as I can tell, for any sort of any purpose. I'm reminded of the longtime ban in Virginia on finning sharks being a conservation issue. And that's a conservation ethics issue at its heart. It's to take the fish, the fin from the shark, and throw the corpse back in to rot. It's a real bad conservation ethics concept. I think that the commission, as a general rule of thumb, does promote conservation ethics in its management of both commercial and recreational fisheries. So, to that end, I believe it's worth a discussion at this point. I don't know what the final answer is, and I'm open for suggestions here on whether this goes to a public hearing, or if it goes to the FinFish Advisory Committee, or you have another path forward.
With the sharks, we didn't ban the taking the fins. We just made them take the whole shark for that. And so that's in line with making them use the fish. And I know some of these bow hunting tournaments do use the, they do use the rays. I think that one in your hometown has a place where they use the meat kind of thing. But I would love to have this done by, discussed at the FinFish level before we see it. I wouldn't mind being after that workshop too, before we get it.
If I may, we're looking for a FinFish Management Advisory Committee in mid-September or so, only because we have a few issues such as spiny dogfish, speckled trout, as you heard today, and happy to go through Calnos Road too.
That would be my recommendation. We'd have it discussed at FinFish.
Make a motion.
I move we refer this issue of bow fishing and cow nose rays to the FinFish subcommittee.
I second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Zedron. Here, any discussion on the matter? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The matter will be discussed at the FinFish Management Advisory Committee. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that.
And
we have one more.
Well, one little follow-up on cow nose rays. So the way it may work, there was a conference call of this goal implementation team that I mentioned on Monday, yesterday. And the workshop, if it does not take place by sometime in September, then we'll at least introduce this issue to the FinFish Manager Advisory Committee, give them information that we have about cow nose ray. There's previous workshop information. BIMS has other information, and you know, would come and I hope present that as well. And then we'll follow up once we've had the workshop, just to let you know how things would work.